we're quite happy to bring in filmmaker Dash Shaw. He has directed and written a new animated thriller called Crypto Zoo, which is out today on demand and in theaters as well from Magnolia Pictures. Dash, welcome to the program. The first thing I notice about this is that once again, as you did with My Entire High School Sinking Into the Sea, you have got some big names in Hollywood who are doing the voices. What's your hookup? How do you know all these people?
Thanks so much for saying that. I mean, it's not that I know them. Often I'm just showing them a section of the movie. You know, with Lake Bell, we kind of had 10 minutes of these hippies in the woods we could show her and the script. And I'm as flabbergasted and grateful as you are.
Right. Hippie in the woods. That sounds really good. I was a hippie in the woods.
Yeah,
this is
my parents, so.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, listen, I was thinking when I was going to interview you, I was just down at the Academy Museum that's opening down in L.A. next month, and they have this incredible, please forgive me if I'm not pronouncing it right, Hayao Miyazaki exhibit, this huge room, and this huge book, and all this stuff about him. Are you inspired by people like that?
Oh, totally. I mean, Miyazaki is one of my absolute favorites. Yeah. You know,
you
what a great
down there,
imagination.
Man.
You know, and often when I watch a movie or see a book, I'm kind of, one of my criteria is the force of this person's imagination. How powerful is their imagination, you know? And Miyazaki is like William Blake or Maurice Sendak. He's like a visionary artist.
You got to go down to that museum. They are dedicating so much to him.
Now, this film has already won awards. It won an award here in SF Film Festival. It won an award at Sundance. It's been in the Berlin Film Festival as well. And for people who don't know, this is about crypto zookeepers and bringing in some fantastical mythological creatures. Can you tell us how this all kind of came together in your head, Dash?
Yeah, I was thinking, one of the very first thoughts was sort of like drawing as our only way of seeing imaginary beings. They can't be photographed, you know? So drawing, kind of doodle drawing can be a direct circuit to the imaginary world. That was one part of it. And also I make these movies with my wife, Jane. And Jane had an all-women's Dungeons & Dragons group then. And so the idea of making something with all of these creatures, like she painted most of the cryptids in the movie, she would be psyched to do that. That would be fun. So the first thing was like, make an awesome mythological creature animated movie.
What would be, in your opinion, like if you had to show, you know, you talked about showing Lake Bell. If someone said, hey, we're thinking about giving you distribution, and as we said, you got great distribution from Magnolia, but what would be like maybe the 5 minutes that you think kind of encapsulates the best part of the film?
You know, the center of the movie has these three women that all work at a crypto zoo, and they're all kind of trying... They all have different reasons why they think this zoo would be a good idea. And there's a clip that it went online when it premiered at the Berlinale. I think it's on YouTube. So they're kind of going through the park. Because the park, I think the movie's kind of like Jurassic Park in that you know that it's going to fail. Like before you probably even start the movie, you just see the poster, Jurassic Park. You just know this movie is going to be how this park doesn't work out. And Crypto Zoo is like that too. We're going to see the fall of this kind of misguided attempt of kind of introducing these kind of radical imaginary beings to the public. So I think when they're kind of getting a tour of the park, that would be a good clip.
Don't hate me for asking this, but are any of these mythological imaginary animals, oh, not animals, creatures, are they cute and cuddly, any of them?
Some of them probably are. I think there's a petting zoo part of the park. You know, part of it is that they all come from actual mythologies around the world. So we didn't make up any cryptids. And that felt important to me, that it would be like a fantasy movie, but it's about our world and how fantasy is treated in our world. And that the kind of blurring between the fantasy world and the real world would be exciting. So, you know, some of these cryptids are just hybrid creatures that are part one animal and part another animal, and they're probably docile and cute, and you could pet them.
A couple more questions for Dash Shaw, the man behind the new animated thriller CryptoZoo, which is out today. When you have these voiceover artists, as you know, Susan Sarandon, Maya Rudolph, Michael Cera, do they come into a booth, do it three different ways, and leave, or are you standing there making them do 50 takes? I mean, how does it all work?
Well, it's been different times. Often I'm reading opposite them. Sometimes we get the actors together and we video record them, so then I'm kind of drawing their performances like in figure drawing class. That's the case for the two lovers at the beginning of this movie. So it's not traced, but I'm looking at footage of Michael Cera, and even though the character doesn't look like Michael Cera, I'm having him hold his hand the way Michael Cera held his hand as he was approaching the unicorn. You know, the kind of pickup voice recordings were done during the pandemic. So in that case, I was mailing Lake Bell a microphone, and she was like huddling in her closet and recording some kind of, tweaks, altered versions of lines, new lines. But her first voice records were done in a booth opposite me. Yeah, it kind of ends up being like a collage, putting them all together. On High School Sinking, I had most of it drawn before it was voice cast. So none of the characters could be kind of inspired by the actors. Whereas CryptoZoo, I promised myself I wouldn't draw someone until after it had been voice cast. And I think that made a huge difference. So like Lake Bell, for instance, she couldn't see what her character looked like when she did those first records because she hadn't been drawn yet. You know, and then when I kind of, me thinking about seeing her and her voice, made me think of these kind of pre-Raphaelite paintings, the Dante Gabriel Rossetti paintings of Jane Morris. So that inspired that character design. So much of a movie, of course, is looking at the characters, looking at their faces. And if it hadn't have been Lake Bell, it would have been a very different movie.
Wow. I'm such a Susan Sarandon geek, you know. What was that experience like with her?
Her first voice record, you know, that was a long time ago. I just remember her second voice records. It was like we caught her on her way to Burning Man. So she like popped in for a couple hours. And it was like her famous trip to Burning Man. But she was amazing. You know, that was very, very intimidating, of course, because I didn't go to film school. I was mostly like more of an art school kind of guy and drawing comics and stuff. So the acting end of it was completely new to me. But I think I got better on it, but, you know, during making these things. And I think that I hope that CryptoZoo, is a better movie than my first movie. Although I'm proud of the first movie. I'm not going to knock it.
So when it comes to graphic novels, which you do as well, could you tell us a little bit, because I'm intrigued by the title of Bottomless Belly Button.
Yeah, that's about a very, like, an old couple that have children and grandchildren. And they invite their big family to their beach house to kind of announce that they're getting a divorce. And it stays inside of like the 3 days at that beach house. But the time is very kind of decompressed because it's a long comic book, but it reads very quickly. I did that right after college, and it stayed in print for many years, and somehow I look back at it and I'm kind of it's like my younger self kind of made something that I've gotten to, that has taken me places, but I'm not that person anymore. It's kind of interesting. It's interesting.
Mm-hmm. One last question for you, and that is, what's next?
I'd love to make another animated movie. I got ones cooking. The best thing to do is, everyone go see Crypto Zoo and let people know that they want to see, unusual animated movies, and that'll make it a lot easier for me to make another one.
All right, there he is. Great name, by the way. Dash Shaw.
Right?
Director and writer, the animated thriller Crypto Zoo, which is available today, video on demand and in theaters from Magnolia Pictures. Dash, congratulations and thanks for dropping by.
Thank you. Dash. Thanks so much.
All right, Jen, we'll take a break and we'll hear about this movie you like so much.
Oh, it's so good.
Ooh, I can't wait. Come on back, y'all.